A local sports program is offering young men in Milwaukee access to more than just playing sports. The Midnight Basketball League is wrapping up its latest season, but the impact on the lives of the players is much bigger than having a safe place to play basketball. WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell has this story.
Around 7:30 on a chilly Wednesday night, groups of young men began to file into Bradley Tech High School on Milwaukee's South Side for what's called the Midnight Basketball League. The first game of the night was set to begin at 8, followed by games at 9, 10, and 11. But the guys had to sign in before heading into the gym. So I talked to one of the players, Keontis Pierce, to find out how he got involved with the league. Turns out his father, a popular basketball figure in Milwaukee, passed along the information.
He told me and my brother about it. He trained us to play basketball, and he wanted us to come here and basically try to take it over as much as we can. We show up to every game, well, almost every game. We haven't missed a season yet.
In a nutshell, Pierce says he loves the basketball program and enjoys the atmosphere. He also explained why he thinks this type of program matters for young men of color in Milwaukee.
Value to Milwaukee is actually to keep us out of the street late at night. That's actually a big problem for dudes my age, especially African-American males today, period, you know, anywhere. But it's hard out here, you know. Everybody want to go down the wrong road and think it's cool when it's not. So this is a good thing to help us learn from it, you know what I mean?
With a few minutes to spare before the game, Pierce headed inside the gym. I followed behind the friends and family of some of the players to watch the first game. The first Midnight Basketball season started in March of 2017 at Bradley Tech. The league is one of three programs that sprang out of MPS Cares. It's a community outreach and programming initiative aimed at improving community conditions for Milwaukee's children and young adults. But what's also interesting about the Midnight League is that it isn't just about getting guys together to play basketball. Andrew Rossa, the recreation coordinator, explains.
Really, the focus of the program was really providing them with enrichment opportunities, connections with job services, connections with job training, connection with financial services, connections with colleges if that was their path.
Rossa says in order to provide the athletes with these services, it was important that they had input.
So what we did was we engaged with some of our partners in the community and asked the questions of the young men playing in the league, what things they need help with, where do they need guidance, what are those resources we can bring to them. And so we've really tailored the enrichment side of the league around what the needs of the athlete are as opposed to us telling them what they need.
And Rossa says the enrichment has proven successful. So each night before players start their game, they head to an enrichment session that focuses on any number of areas that they might need assistance with. The sessions are mandatory. When the Midnight League started, each session had about 90 to 100 guys ages 18 to 25. Now there's a second location on the north side at Barack Obama High School, and the numbers are equally as high. Mark Briggs is the supervisor for the Northside League.
I think it's a jewel for the young men to be a part of. They're bringing their families to the games, and I think guys are embracing it as a brotherhood.
And Patrick Rogers, a former player and now coach, said he thinks this program is invaluable to youth in the city.
For this time frame that the games are being held, this age group typically would be out running the streets doing something they probably don't have any business doing. So for them to have somewhere they could just get away from the real world for a few hours is tremendous.
Midnight Basketball is a free program for young men ages 17 to 25 who are non-high school students. The league starts its next season in early 2019. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for Race and Ethnicity Reporting is provided by The Doman Company.